March 27th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button up at the top, then the appropriate month. You may follow some of the links usually associated with or somewhat compatible with the ideas of the guest for that particular day. There is also a link to ZCF's book, which is entitled Masters of Deception. And that is at the homepage at spingola.com. Just click on the button and you can download that PDF file for nothing. Yesterday, March 26, 2013, the House of Representatives passed a last-minute addition to the Agricultural Appropriations Bill for 2013, including a provision protecting genetically modified seeds from litigation in the face of health risks. The rider, officially known as the Farmer Assurance Provision, has been derided by opponents of biotech lobbying as the Monsanto Protection Act, as it would strip federal courts of the authority to immediately halt the planting and sale of genetically modified seed, regardless of any consumer health issues. The provision should have gone through the agricultural or judiciary committees for review. Instead, they did not hold any hearings prior to the approval of H.R. 993, the short-term funding bill to supposedly avoid a federal government shutdown. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. I have no association whatsoever with spingola2.chatango.com. So anyway, keep that in mind. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels, the author of Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Her website is vitalitycapsules.com, and you can download a free report, which is well worth doing. So as soon as you go to vitalitycapsules.com, fill in your name and your email, and you will get that the link to that free report about antibiotics, and these are alternatives. Dr. Daniels, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you on the program again. We love your information, and it's just information that we all need to have because it's very vital to our well-being.
You know, for so many years, I just sat on this information. I was just so afraid of everything I'd been through, you know, with the government and stuff. And finally, I just woke up one day and said, you know, people need to know this stuff. They need to know. I'm just going to put it out there, and people can just do what they want with it. So it's really just my experiences, my observations, my conclusions. People may or may not agree with them, but it's just something to think about.
Right. Well, I've listened to all of your radio broadcasts, and we need to tell people that you do have your own radio program. It's on once a week, and it's with the Blake. Tell us about it, the Blake Broadcasting.
It's Blake Radio Network. It's 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Tuesday. The name of the program is Healing with Dr. Daniels, and it is a hoot. We had a great time this last time around. Some celebrities even tuned in.
Well, that's wonderful.
They said, we heard about your show. We had to come listen. Oh, my God. So it's just a good time. So
that's
come
great.
Show up, learn something, and have a good time. Yeah.
All righty. We're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? It's a very good book. Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. And we do have one quick question before we get into your topic for the day. Is it possible for someone to quit drugs such as Synthroid or some other, high blood pressure medication or cholesterol medication, cold turkey, or do they need to taper off to avoid withdrawals of some kind?
It depends on the drug. Some drugs you can stop cold turkey and it's no big deal. It's just you feel even better than before you started them. Other ones need to be tapered. But I have a place on my site you can go for a discovery session where you can get an appointment with me and see if you want to be in a program that I have, a private coaching program to help people taper off their drugs if that's what they want to do.
Okay. And that would include Synthroid, too? I know you've done a program on thyroid.
Yeah, it would include Synthroid. I've done a lot of work with Synthroid. Synthroid is actually pretty complicated. It depends on whether or not you've had the radioactive iodine. If you've had the radioactive iodine, which destroys your thyroid gland, then chances are you're not going to be able to taper off of it. So I would just tell you that I can't help you taper off of it.
Okay. Okay, great. All right, you're going to talk about what is in the mind of the victims.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Well, last time we talked, I had the numbers for 2010, which is at Maso Minos, more or less, 787,000 Americans every year are murdered at the hands of the healthcare system. And, of course, at the center of that is the doctor who writes the orders. You know, he writes the orders for the hospitalizations, for the drugs, for the diets, for whatever therapy the patient receives. Well, that has been updated. We now have figures from 2012. That number has increased to 816,000 deaths, murders per year at the hands of the medical system. So this is a pretty huge problem. And so it turns out that this problem is all in your mind. In other words, it is what's going through the mind of the victim that is seriously the crux of the matter. Because in order to be murdered by medicine, in order to experience this dreaded outcome, certain concrete things have to happen. So in other words, you have to have health insurance. Why? 90% of the folks murdered actually have health insurance. Actually, it's more than 90%. Actually, 95% of people murdered by medicine do have health insurance. So you have to have health insurance. Next, you have to make an appointment. Next, you have to drive to the appointment. Next, you got to find a parking space, and usually you have to pay for parking, and it's not cheap. It's getting higher all the time. Next, you have to wait in the exam room, usually between 15 and 180 minutes. Then, when your name is called, you have to respond. You got to stand up and say, yes, that's me. Then you have to sign a consent form. Then you submit to a groping session with the doctor. We call this an exam. Then you wait while he writes the prescription, accept the prescription in your hand, take it to the pharmacy, wait while it's filled, go home, and take the prescribed therapy. So, also, you have to continue to take it even when you feel worse, because that's your red flag when you feel worse. And then you have to continue to take it even after you feel better. So if you're going to take medication, obviously, I mean, not so obviously, you should take it until you feel better. Once you feel better, boom, you're done. Or you should take it, and if you feel worse, that's it. Stop right there. Very few people die from their medicine without some kind of warning. For example, someone on blood pressure medicine, maybe they'll feel dizzy or they'll feel woozy. They'll give the doctor a call, and he'll say, oh, keep taking the medicine. It'll work out. And then in 3 days, the person's dead. I actually know of a case where this happened. So you always get a warning. And so it's ignoring this warning that you have to do. You got to ignore the warning, and you got to, you know, continue to do as you're told. So your doctor cannot murder you without your total permission and cooperation. And I've said this before, but your doctor is nothing more than a hologram. That's all he is. He's a hologram. He is an image, a projection of a marketing message. And the latest study, again, this is 2010 information, done by the government, United States government, 89% of what your doctor recommends is not beneficial to you. And your choice to rely on his message is what kills you.
Oh, my goodness.
Amazing. So you have to keep in mind, it's really important in your mind, you got to hold this in your mind, that the doctor needs your total and complete cooperation. So really, the power is...
Oh, do we have a problem here? Okay. All right. Our guest has dropped, so we will hopefully try and get her back. Hopefully she will call back in. So what she was saying, my goodness, this is really amazing, that in 2010, 787,000 people, and she said, were murdered by their medications or by the doctors. And we typically don't think of when we go to the doctor that he's going to murder us or that she's going to murder us. And we just don't think that way. We've not been taught to think that way. We've not been taught to think about it at all. But we have been indoctrinated to assume that when we, that when we go to the doctor, it's going to be beneficial for us. It's going to help us. And it is because of a marketing message. And currently, we have so many marketing messages going on via the television because people who watch TV are going to see a lot of commercials that are promoting certain types of medications. And then, of course, they always give you all the warnings, the side effects that you might experience. And we were told by, I believe it was Clint Richardson, said that those side effects, the warning of those side effects, is actually a public announcement that clears the doctor or the pharmaceutical company of any responsibility. Like if you go to your doctor, if you hear one of these commercials and you go to your doctor and you say, oh, I saw this product on the television, and I think that, you know, I'd like to try it. The doctor can write a prescription for that product. You take it. And if something negative happens to you Well, too bad, because you heard the public announcement that you could have one of these things happen to you. You could die or have some other negative situation happen to you. And that's just too bad. You cannot sue the pharmaceutical company because they have made a public announcement warning you. So you've been warned. And if you didn't follow that warning, well, that's just too bad. They're not responsible. And so then she said that in 2012, that 816,000 people died, and she used the word murdered, in 2012 as a result of following their doctor's orders, taking a prescription drug that was given to you. And she reiterated that if you're taking a prescription drug and you do not feel better or you begin to feel worse, then that's a problem. And we're always instructed, doctors always instruct us, take all of this medication until it's gone. Do not stop taking it if you start feeling better. Well, of course, they want you to use up the medication, but sometimes that's not the best thing to do. We actually have to listen to our own bodies in order to figure out what is going on or not going on. And so I think it's really important that we learn that we need to abandon that herd mentality, and we need to think for ourselves, to do some research. And certainly with the internet being available to us now, we have so much opportunity to learn things, to study for ourselves. Years ago, you know, before the internet, 20 years ago, well, we certainly did not have the opportunity to access as much information as we do now. And it's wonderful. Of course, the internet can also be a negative thing. So I don't know whether the doctor has called back in. I heard some noise right before she clicked off. I'm not sure whether she had telephone problems or what's going on. I hope she will call back in. We do not actually have a phone number for her. So if in fact she does not call back, okay, she's back. Hallelujah. All righty, Dr. Daniels.
Well, it's a little techno glitch. We have a really strong breeze going here, so a line got blown down. So
oh, my goodness. Okay.
Work around that.
Well, all righty. Well, I just kind of reiterated some of the things that you were talking about. But anyway, just pick it up from where you left off. You said 89%.
Okay.
The last thing you said was 89% is not beneficial to the patient.
Okay. So doctors trained to make this recommendation. That's basically 89% of it is not beneficial to you. So you need to get the prescription. You need to fill it. You need to get the pill. You need to put it in your mouth. He absolutely cannot kill you without your total and complete, I do mean complete, cooperation. So if you understand that he's a hologram, kind of like your TV set, you just turn off the button, skip the commercial. You're really the one in control here. So it's your failure to disregard this holographic message that kills you. And so if you understand this, then you realize that all you have to do is realize the hologram is not real, and it's really you're the one in control. For this is an example. If someone told you there's a mugger a third of the block ahead of you, and he's mugged the last five people who walk that way, starts by asking for directions, then mugs his victims and drags them into the alley and kills them. Sounds pretty gruesome. But what would have to be going on in your mind for you to walk down that same street, stop to talk to the mugger, tell him you have a special form, and if he signs it after he murders you, he will get paid any amount he fills in the space?
What must
you be thinking? But that's exactly what the medical care is like. People are literally walking around with these blank checks stapled to their forehead, calling insurance policies. And we tell a doctor, now you fill this form out and you're going to get paid. He says, yes, thank you very much.
I don't think we've been taught to think like that. Doctor, we do have a real quick 3-minute break. We will be right back.
There are are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? And this is not a glamour book. This is, it has an unusual title, but it is full of wonderful, wonderful medical information, that we all need. The website is vitalitycapsules.com. And, you were talking about you set up a scenario where we would, expose ourselves to a mugger and be, taking all of our money and perhaps even die. And I think that, as I said before the break, we're all indoctrinated to think that the doctors help us. But then when you cite the figures, particularly from 2012, 816,000 people died at the hands of their doctors, we just never hear about this. So we're just kind of, well, it's kind of shocking, some of the things that that you've told us.
Yeah, so as always, this show is for the listeners, so I'm going to strive to answer their questions and really make this message as clear as possible. So I'm going to go over these beliefs that you would have about yourself, about your doctor, even about life. And these are beliefs that you should work on getting rid of because they make you a very easy target for murder by medicine. And so you can pick which ones you want to let go of in what order. That's fine. But any one of these beliefs can kill you. And, of course, the more of them you have, the more likely you are to die from murder by medicine. All right, so let's start with numero uno, trusting authority. This is the belief that if an authority figure, that's someone in a uniform, tells you to do something, then you have to do it. This is absolutely a bad move in terms of your health. So you realize, you need to realize the only health authority really is you, because it's your body. You know what you feel. You know if something's making you feel better or if you're making you feel worse. Another person who's not in your body really doesn't have that information. So trusting authority, there is absolutely no place for that in your medical care. There just isn't. The other thing is the feeling that it's too late to stop or back out. And this goes to the question you asked initially. Can I just stop my medications? And so people are worried, oh, my God, I've started taking these medicines. I don't think they're the right thing. Can I just stop them? And they feel like they can't back out. I'm in too deep now. Not true. You can stop at any time. You can hop off the gurney on the way to the operating room. I mean, you can always say no. And you need to not be seduced like this. This is a pedophile's major ploy with the kid. Gets the kid kind of going and give him a piece of candy and a little this, a little that. Before you know it, the kid's like, oh, my God, I can't back out. I'm committed here. And that really is not the case. If you have the attitude or the belief that you can always back out, then you're always going to be looking for choices. And in the absence of those choices, you're willing to, call the doctor's hand and say, hey, I'm out of here. And a lot of times you say, hey, I'm out of here. The doctor says, well, wait. I have something else for you. And maybe you'll have something to recommend that's not so deadly. So never feel it's too late. The other belief is the belief you need the permission of your assassin. Now you need to ask your doctor. You need to ask your doctor if this is okay. You need to ask your doctor if it's okay to stop the medication. I mean, that's like going to someone who's, they know that if they pull the trigger and shoot you with this bullet, that they're going to get $40,000. And you say to them, excuse me, should I stand this way or that way? Should I go now or should I stay? And, of course, the person's going to say, well, I think you should stay right there, perfect, yes, right there. So you do not need the permission of your assassin. And your doctor, as the system now stands, is nothing more than your assassin. More than 30% of all deaths in the United States are due to the healthcare system. Now, that should get your attention. A third of all deaths are murdered by medicine. That's exactly what they are. So do not feel you need the permission of your assassin, because if he is an assassin, what's he going to say? The next thing is something called substituted judgment. So you have to believe that it's okay to substitute someone else's judgment for your own. And this is a very bad practice. You need to realize when you are relying on someone else's judgment or when you're relying on your own judgment. And, for example, you should not rely on a public service announcement to let you know what you want to do. So, for example, a public service announcement telling you to get your flu shot. Well, wait a minute. You need to look a little deeper there, because that's not something to base your medical decision on. Maybe it's a starting point for inquiry. Well, let me find out about the flu shot. Maybe there's a package insert. Let me read the package insert. Or maybe you'll be curious about it. But to rely on a public service announcement for your next medical step is not a good idea. And, again, it sets you up for murder by medicine. The next thing is to rely on medical experts.
So many people go out and do that. They hear it on TV or on the radio or something, and they run right out and get a flu shot.
Exactly. Or they get a colonoscopy, or they get a mammogram, or you name it. And these public service announcements are nothing more than paid advertisements. And so you have drug companies working in collusion with the government producing these public service announcements.
Indeed.
And they're very politically motivated. The impact on your health is not a major consideration with these public service announcements. There's a lot that goes into deciding whether something will be a public service announcement. And your health outcome, unfortunately, is usually not one of those considerations.
Right.
Another
right.
thing people rely on is that...
Doctor, I'm sorry, we do have to go to a quick 3-minute break.
Oh, no problem.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. And so please continue from where you left off.
Well, we're talking about substituted judgment, so the belief that substituted judgment is okay. And we talked about public service announcements. Medical experts are really a poor source to rely on. Most medical experts are employed by the drug companies to say what they say. The 6 p.m. News, another poor judgment to substitute for your own. 6 p.m. News, whatever is mentioned on there is nothing but an infomercial that's read by the newscaster. So substitute judgment will get you murdered by medicine. Definitely banish that from your practices. The next belief is the belief that science is objective. Nothing could be further from the truth. Experiments are designed by humans, they're interpreted by humans, and paid for by humans. The conclusion can only be subjective. So studies are using paid subjects nowadays that are selected. The definition of success is unrelated to any clinical outcome. And subjects who die during a study are not counted. And placebo can be anything the drug company wants it to be. So the drug company can use a lesser dose of the same drug. It can use a competitor's drug for placebo. So you're not getting a reliable reflection of the side effects of this drug compared to somebody who's taking no drugs. And so with study design like these, can we really rely on science to guide our decisions? The answer is no, absolutely not.
Hmm. Wow. Well, is there ever a time that we do need a prescription for a particular thing? I mean, there must be some drugs, some pharmaceuticals. See, I'm brainwashed. I admit it. My mother went to the doctor a lot. She was kind of a hypochondriac that had her own medical dictionary and stuff. So I admit I am brainwashed like a lot of other people. Is there any time that we, say for instance, you have asthma and you can't breathe. What do you do? Do you just say, well, gosh, you know, I'm just not going to go to the doctor. I'm not going to go to the hospital. I'm just going to see what happens?
That'd probably be a wise thing to do because if you look at the statistics, the only deaths from asthma are from medical intervention. So that is an excellent example that asthma would be the one case when you would definitely be ill-advised to go to the hospital. Because I actually did have a show on asthma that I did, and I sat down, I crunched the numbers, got the numbers from hospitalizations for asthmatics, death rate for asthmatics and hospitalization. The death rate for asthmatics while hospitalized is equal to the baseline death rate from hospital complications. There is no difference. There is no death rate above the backline 1% you can expect from going into a hospital. So what that tells me is that asthmatics are primarily murdered by medicine. So if the asthmatic dies, it's the medicine that did it. And when we were in medical school, they all but told us this. They said, you know what, before medicines came along, asthma was just a harmless, non-deadly condition. Now with medications, it's a deadly condition, people are dying of it, this is why we should use more medicines. Now, if you hadn't been sleep-deprived for 80 hours, that might strike you as very illogical. I guess I must have gotten my sleep the night before, so I raised my hand and said, well, wait a minute. So, of course, I got labeled as this free-thinking student who didn't understand. But, yes, asthma is an excellent example that you took.
Oh, my. Okay, so let's see. What else? What if you have an actual infection? What if you have something like C. diff or something like that?
Well, you know, there's my free report, right?
Uh-huh.
Home remedy is so powerful that they make antibiotics obsolete. So
right.
That's a good starting place. With that, you won't have to worry about pneumonia or any of these outrageous infections they use antibiotics for. But C. diff and MRSA, those are the resistant ones, those are a little tricky. And for those, I recommend my info product, which is the Candida Cleaner. And I have cured certainly MRSA with that. And C. diff, the cure for absolutely all of these resistant infections is to stop antibiotics. That is the cure. And it seems simple. I mean, any 4-year-old could tell you. If you told this 4-year-old, this infection is caused by using antibiotics, what would the 4-year-old tell you? Better stop antibiotics, Mom. So it turns out that in real life that is the case. And if you stop the antibiotics, people who have MRSA or who have C. difficile, their infections resolve spontaneously at the rate of 30% per month.
Really?
But you do have to stop all antibiotics. That means the antibiotics in your water supply, you got to eat filtered water, antibiotics in your meat supply, you got to eat meat that hasn't got antibiotics in it. You have to stop all antibiotics.
All righty. Now, the Candida Cleaner. We do have people, even in the chat room, who are talking about Candida. And you have something available that will stop that?
Yep.
Alrighty.
I discovered it by accident. I was practicing medicine, and, of course, the drugs weren't working. So I was trying to find some way to help my patients. And so I had stumbled upon, you know, diet and cleansing, and that kind of helped a little bit. But I found that people would get better, and then they would relapse quickly and easily. And I said, well, that's not good. I got to find some way to stop these relapses. And so I started doing more reading and research, and, of course, I homeschooled my kids. That meant I had more reading than the average parent did. And I came across something. It said that slaves had something that they would use, and when the slave master was near death and no other medicines would work, he would go to the slave quarters, and the slaves would cure him of whatever it was. And I was like, man, that sounds like what I'm looking for. And I read high and low, couldn't find it, and then finally I realized, wait a minute, I have some slave descendants in my practice. Let's see if they've heard of this thing. And I asked and asked. It took a few weeks, but a few patients started coming up with the answer, which actually was turpentine. And so it's turpentine that gets rid of the yeast-resistant infections and candida as well. And that's available at candidacleaner.com.
Oh, okay. Huh. Okay, and that's where the Candida Cleaner is, Candida
yep.
Cleaner. Okay. Because I was looking here on your website to see where I could find that.
Well, technology is advancing very slowly, but it's advancing. I've switched my, I'm switching my technology vendors, and so my new technology vendor will be able to support the product, so you will be able to, in the future, buy from my site.
Okay. All righty. Okay, so let's see. Let's think. What if your appendix bursts?
Well, there's something called appendicitis, and it's not always a burst appendix. So appendicitis can be an inflammation of the appendix where it's infected, it's swollen, it's about to burst. It has not burst yet. Even standard medical doctors, the standard medical line now is, appendicitis does not always require surgery because they have found that people who have appendicitis who don't get surgery are doing as well or better than those who get surgery. So that's a real shocker. And it turns out that appendicitis is simply constipation of the appendix. So it's a little piece of feces that gets stuck in the appendix, and due to recurrent bouts of dehydration, this little piece of feces becomes solid like a stone and blocks the appendix. So obviously, the cure is clear, right? It's to drink more water and poop more. And people do very fine and don't need surgery for appendicitis. So that's a real shocker.
Indeed, because a lot of people think, okay, most kids get their tonsils out, you get your appendix out.
Yeah.
If you have problems with pain, you get your gallbladder out, you just take everything out. And I'm thinking, okay, if you're born with all this stuff, how can you exist with if they take it all out?
You can exist, but you become a perpetual medical client because your immune system has been impaired. So you take out a kid's tonsils and you take out his appendix, well, this is just wonderful. You now have a perpetual client. So the tonsils are a part of the immune system that traps chemicals and infectious agents as they pass down your throat. And they send the alert on down and say, hey, this stuff is coming. Get ready for it. Take care of it. So you take the tonsils out. You've lost your sentinel guard. No one can sound the alarm. Then if it gets all the way down to the colon, as it enters the colon, the appendix is like, wait. This does not look right to me. And so the appendix takes up a little bit of it, presents it to the immune system and says, hey, guys, this is what it looks like. Now you go get this, okay? This is what it looks like. Go get it. We don't want it around. Okay, so if you cut out your appendix, you cut out your other guard at the gate, so to speak. And so now you've got a body that's wide open to infection, to being poisoned, everything.
Right. I mean, we lived for centuries without having things taken out of our body, and now all of a sudden, you know, I think that probably it's very rare if you talk to somebody that hasn't had something taken out.
Yeah, like I had surgery, unnecessary surgery, and because the surgery is unnecessary, the doctor could not find anything to bill for, he took my appendix out because he happened to be in there.
Yeah. Oh, my.
So he could get paid. But I didn't have insurance. I was just paying cash, and he didn't realize that. But this was his ritual. So the doctor gets in there. It's like, holy shit, I got to find a way to get paid. Let me take his appendix out. I had a perfectly normal appendix, so I don't have an appendix.
Oh, my. I think a lot of us are in that same situation.
Yeah. So you have to do more cleansing. You have to be vigilant.
Right.
But we've got tons more damaging beliefs.
Indeed. We have another question about candida. Once a person is healed from candida, can that person start eating more carbs in their diet, maybe on a limited basis?
The word would be a limited basis because candida actually is your body's response to a difficult situation. It's your body's solution to a high sugar, syrupy, refined diet. And if the candida did not show up to eat your high sugary, refined carbs for you, then maybe you would go on. Maybe you would develop diabetes or another, you know, serious, more serious illness. So you need to look at candida not as an enemy or a scourge, but as your body's general, hey, you know, you're stressing me out kind of signal. So can you go back to stressing your body out? Yes, but not so much. So you got to be nice to your body and say, okay, all right. We won't have cheesecake every day. We'll just have it once a month,
right.
A smaller piece.
Okay, the same person wants to know how turpentine is used for candida.
Well, that's in the Candida Cleaner product. It goes into great detail, 42 pages.
Okay.
Videos, everything. We explain when you're ready to take it, when you're not ready to take it, how to take it, how not to take it. So you really have to get it right. So that would be, you know, better for them to get that particular product.
Okay.
It does go into detail.
All righty. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. What are some other diseases that people just automatically think that they have to have a prescription for? I can't think of any right off the top of my head. Okay, well, cancer.
Something will come up. You can let me know. It'll come up.
Yeah, cancer. People, well, of course, cancer is something that that I think is man-made. I believe that that some of the, well, you talked about mammography, and in your radio program about mammography, it indicated that everybody has cancer cells in their body. And once you go in for a mammography, depending on who reads it, they can say, oh, you've got these cancer cells. We've got to go in. We've got to do a biopsy. And then, of course, after that, they say, oh, we've got to do surgery. And then they want to give you radiation. And pretty soon you're really, really, really sick as a result of the medical intervention that you've experienced. When if you haven't
right,
even...
Yeah, if you start with mammogram... Then 90% of the mastectomies and chemotherapies done as a result of mammographic screening are done based on false positives. So you really don't have breast cancer.
Right.
So, of course, you're going to have increased survival if you start with a healthy person and give them a mastectomy, radiation therapy, chemotherapy. That person's going to be, of course, a success story.
For the medical industry.
Correct, because they never had cancer in the first place.
Right. And what a profitable venture it is.
Yes. Now, let's take it to the other person. The other person maybe has cancer. If you count from the point of, I won't say the point of detection, but the point of the cancer's characteristics, then there's not any evidence that intervention improves outcome. What do I mean? What I mean is, if one person has a cancer that's half a centimeter and gets therapy, another person has the same cancer and does not get therapy, there's not going to be any difference in survival.
Okay.
If, on the other hand, you have a person who has a 5-centimeter breast tumor, which was detected late, and you're going to compare that survival with someone who has a half a centimeter lesion that was discovered early, even without therapy, the person with a small lesion is going to live longer.
Right.
So it's like you have a 400-yard race, and one person, you're going to measure how far it is between 389 yards to the finish line, and another person, you're going to start them out at the 1-yard line and figure out how far they have to go to the finish line. It's not a reasonable comparison.
Right. All right, we are having so many questions here. Somebody called in and asked about toenail fungus, of all things.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure that that's that's an issue.
Yes, it is.
And what about sinus infections, which your protocol, you've addressed that.
Remedy
in that
is so powerful they could make antibiotics obsolete. Just go to my site, opt in, you'll get that report, and it'll tell you exactly how to cure your sinus infection.
Right.
That's for free.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ulcerative colitis. Crohn's disease?
That is very interesting. Ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. When I first started out in medical practice, I was like, oh, man, this is such a difficult disease. I better leave this to the experts. So if a patient had what I thought might be Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, I just sent them to a specialist. Oh, my God. They came back in such awful condition. I was like, oh, my God, how could I in good conscience refer these people? As bad as they were when they came in complaining, they were even worse with the doctor. So it turned out that with the Candida Cleaner product I have online, following the diet there, so with the diet, with some cleansing, and with following a cleaned-up diet, really has to be chemical-free diet, that people are able to get, you know, very good results. I've done more research on it, more work with it lately, and found even more things to help it.
All righty. We do have to go to a three-minute break. We'll be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. And let's give this other one, candidacleaner.com. Okay. And it will actually take you to another site. And, but anyway, just sign up at that site and you can listen to another interview. All righty. Okay, let's get back to some of these issues that people have called in about. For instance, the toenail, excuse me, toenail function or fungus.
Yeah, toenail fungus is actually, what's going on is your body has the fungus, it's actually dumping it into your toenails and as a way of getting rid of it. The other thing that's going on is people who have toenail fungus have poor circulation in the area of their toes. So if they improve their circulation down there, that will go a long way. Improve the circulation, they can drink more water. Then, of course, the Candida cleaner, because it is a Candida fungal issue, takes care of that too. So
okay.
People can immediately, before they even get the Candida cleaner, start drinking more water and work on their circulation.
Right. I've noticed from your book, you are a big promoter of drinking more water. And I have started, the minute I wake up in the morning, I drink 16 ounces of water because of your book. And I think it's very helpful.
Exactly. And you're feeling better. Like, oh, my God. Was it that easy?
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of times with natural healing, you know, you learn about all these herbs and you get all these fancy cleansing things and everything you want to use and really help this person. And they start drinking water and everything clears up.
Yeah, amazing.
So it's definitely a place to start.
Okay, the Crohn's disease. I know of doctors who recommend that they remove the colon. I'm thinking, my gosh,
absolutely.
What a drastic...
I had a patient who had her colon removed and then had her small intestine connected to her sigmoid.
Can
you imagine what that did to her social life? Yes. Well, she was just
goodness.
A nervous wreck, a total mess. And it still didn't help her Crohn's disease, by the way, because what happened was the same inflammation started affecting her small intestine. So she still had symptoms. And that's what happens, by the way, when you start having surgery for your Crohn's disease, is they cut out the part that's inflamed and they stitch it back together, and then the inflammation just starts up someplace else and they take out more, and you literally become a, you know, $1 million project to finance a lot of cars and college educations and fancy homes and whatever else anybody might want to spend their income on. So you become an ATM, what you are, an ATM machine. So that person who has the Crohn's, they would get great benefit from the Candida cleaner.
Oh, my. What a simple solution. All righty.
Yeah, I'm also simple.
Somebody in the chat room said that they were talking about sinus infections and that a friend told them that they went to the doctor for a sinus infection and the doctor found aluminum in the nasal cavity.
Well, I'd have
strange.
To say that's nice. But again, the cure for sinus infection is you can use a neti pot, which rinses out and washes out the sinus cavity. So it doesn't matter if they found aluminum, arsenic, who cares what? Just rinse it out.
Right. All righty. We're going to our 60-second top of the hour break. You make such good sense. Oh, my goodness. Such good common sense. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.